Hello, my name is Kevin Heiger, Director of Operator Product Development for Technomic Information Services. I'd like to welcome everyone back to part 6 of our podcast series entitled The Technomic Menu Trends Roadmap. In our last podcast, I began our examination of the mainstream emerging menu trends category. To recap, mainstream emerging menu trends are those that are quickly gaining popularity but still lack the widespread consumer acceptance of current continuing menu trends. As more people learn about these trends and determine how to incorporate them into their particular lifestyles, many will shift into current continuing status. The first two trends in this category, ethnic the next generation and enhancing lifestyles, were discussed in my last podcast. Today I'll focus on the remaining three trends in this category: the power of protein, artisan influence in premium indulgences, and signature sides. The power of protein. One of the biggest problems many operators face today is concept differentiation. On more than one occasion, consumers have revealed via Technomic focus groups or surveys that they just don't perceive much difference between many of the operators that currently occupy the restaurant landscape. As operators strategize for ways to separate their concept from the competitive pack, unique, craveable menu items often emerge as a primary strategy. Within the realm of menu item development, the power of protein holds great potential. The list of advantages that can be associated with proteins are many: premium offerings and value options, the ability to impart distinct flavor profiles, opportunity to display creative artisanship during the preparation process, local sourcing, a link to social responsibility and sustainability, and healthy and fresh. While many people will equate protein solely with meat, this mainstream emerging trend is much broader. Our discussion today will not only include opportunities surrounding meat, but other emerging protein trends such as cheese, egg, and soy. And the beauty surrounding all of these proteins is that each can capture the advantages I just listed. Let's begin our discussion with meat. Multiple opportunities and strategies exist for operators to achieve differentiation by focusing on the unique potential of this protein. Consider the following: spotlighting meats usually thought of as value cuts, promoting meats with a premium perception, attaching exciting flavor profiles with comfortable, familiar meat offerings, and introducing consumers to new types of meat. One strategy that some progressive operators are employing is spotlighting value meats. While these cuts may not be as inherently tender as meats with less muscle, proper preparation can turn value meats into customer favorites. Consider pork. While shoulder, leg, belly, or cheek have less marbling and more muscle, often making them tougher by nature, many chefs are turning to preparation techniques such as slow cooking or braising to impart explosive amounts of tenderness and flavor. Braising relies on heat, time, and moisture to successfully break down tough connective tissue and collagens in meat. It's an ideal way to cook tougher cuts. A successful braise intermingles the flavors of the foods being cooked and the cooking liquid. Cantina Laredo, an upscale Mexican restaurant chain based in Dallas, exemplifies this technique with its carnitas, which include braised pork shank topped with a chipotle wine sauce. Marinating is another technique chefs are using to impart tenderness and flavor to value meats. Cozy Mel's Mexican Grill serves a wonderful 10-ounce USDA choice flat iron steak, a cut of steak from the shoulder of the steer, which has been marinated and grilled, then topped with ranchero sauce. What about menu items that feature meats consumers perceive as premium? Consider the recent surge in the use of Angus on restaurant menus. According to Technomic's Menu Monitor, a comparison of the menus at the top 250 chain restaurants between the last half of 2004 and the last half of 2007 reveals that the number of menu items that included Angus increased from approximately 95 to 215. That's an increase of over 100%. And the types of concepts offering Angus span the entire spectrum of traditional quick service restaurants to higher-end casual dining. Within the quick service segment, Hardee's offers its Monster Thick Burger, featuring two 1/3 pound 100% Angus beef patties. In the mid-scale full-service sector, Bob Evans features meatloaf and gravy, prepared with Bob Evans sausage and Angus beef. BJ's Restaurant and Brewery, a traditional casual dining concept, has a chili cheese Angus burger on its menu, and the Contemporary Casual Cheesecake Factory offers Steak Diane, featuring medallions of certified Angus beefsteak covered with black peppercorns and a rich mushroom wine sauce. Meats also provide an excellent opportunity to showcase unique, vibrant taste profiles, often through seasonings or accompanying sauces. Let's take a look at a few examples. Within the high-end restaurant segment, Bobby Flay's Restaurant Steak, located at the Borgata Hotel Casino and Spa in Atlantic City, features a spicy Southwest ribeye with roasted red and green chilies and garlic. In a somewhat more unconventional twist, Marshall Store, an oyster bar and deli in Northern California, shucks fresh oysters, gives them a light brush of garlic butter, then after grilling them, they're finished with a squirt of house-made chipotle sauce. Asian cooking techniques are being combined with American beef dishes to create a new fusion cuisine. Chefs are discovering the flexibility and flavor of combining beef with Asian cooking techniques that allow various cuts of beef to quickly soak up the flavors of bold sauces and spices used in the preparation. Fuse in Dallas makes Tex-Asian braised brisket pot stickers by tucking the brisket inside thin gyoza wrappers with Anaheim chilies, garlic, and sautéed onions. Finally, let's turn our attention to the limited service segment, which can also capitalize on this trend. Togo's has introduced its lemon pepper tuna sandwich, featuring albacore tuna seasoned with tangy lemon and cracked black pepper. And finally, thanks in many ways to the Food Channel effect, consumers are becoming familiar with, more accepting, and even requesting various meats they see highlighted on their favorite cooking shows. At Ted's Montana Grill, customers can have their choice of several delicious all-natural bison offerings, including bison meatloaf, a grilled salad with ground bison, or any of their world-famous burgers served with Great Range brand bison. At Trestle on 10th in New York, a current dinner entree is lamb saddle with wild mushroom stuffed crepe and green beans. And finally, at Mario Batali's Babbo in New York City, guests can order grilled octopus or pigfoot Milanese. Now let's turn our attention to the next spotlighted protein, cheese. The aura of local, premium positioning, the feel of an artisan crafted product. All of these are attributes and perceptions consumers often attach to cheese. A great example of one restaurant capturing all of these characteristics, the 21 Club in Manhattan. Their cheese service, found on the a la carte menu, offers the following description. Try cheeses from around the world, as well as perfectly matured and tempered farmhouse cheese. Although the 21 Club reminds consumers that cheese offerings will vary, a recent glance at the cheese service menu revealed 9 cheeses from locations such as California, France, Portugal, and Italy. Restaurant patrons could order the 3 cheese tasting for $16 or the 6 cheese tasting for $22. While examples such as the last one may conjure images of cheese plates possessing a sort of aloofness, this isn't necessarily the case. In fact, in many cases, a growing number of consumers consider this protein approachable. Thanks in part to both greater exposure on television and in various magazines and other publications, consumers are much more comfortable with cheeses that at one point in time might have seemed somewhat intimidating. Add to this the fact that a wide selection of artisan cheeses are now available at both traditional supermarkets as well as more upscale retail shopping establishments, and the groundwork is laid for a successful future. Cheese plates can now be found at a growing number of concepts spanning the full service segment, and their location on the menu can be anywhere from appetizers to entrees to desserts. And before we leave the topic of cheese, keep in mind one more powerful descriptor: versatility. Out of curiosity, I recently searched Technomic's Menu Monitor database for any menu item that contained the word cheese. Considering that this database captures every menu item on almost 700 chain, top independent, and emerging limited service and full service restaurants in both the US and Canada, I was amazed to see that my search returned almost 11,000 menu items that utilize cheese in one form or another. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, appetizers, salads, sandwiches, soups, entrees, desserts. Every section of a restaurant menu highlighted this versatile food. Now, the use of cheese in and of itself certainly isn't a mainstream emerging trend. Cheese has been and will continue to be on menus for years to come. However, the use of distinctly flavored cheeses with unique production techniques and interesting points of origin is. Given the growing number of artisan cheeses available, both domestically and internationally, along with their distinctly unique flavor profiles and a growing consumer interest in trying them, keep an eye on how the more craftsman versions of this protein are incorporated in creative manners on restaurant menus in the months and years to come. Now let's turn our attention to the egg. The egg is also gaining popularity within the protein community. In fact, eggs are extending beyond the traditional breakfast daypart to become a key ingredient on many lunch and dinner menus. Appetizers, pastas, and salads are featuring unique egg pairings with foods such as seafood, truffles, and bacon. For appetizers, Cafe La Haye in Sonoma, California menus a soft-boiled egg, sautéed spinach, and a celery root pancake with crispy pancetta. San Francisco's South Food and Wine Bar offers a crab omelet with enoki mushrooms and miso broth. Also in San Francisco, Conduit serves handmade fettuccine with a butter poached egg topped with shaved black truffles. Finally, in a more conventional limited service setting, the perennial favorite Fat Burger also offers fried egg as an optional topping for its delicious burger. Finally, let's not leave out the virtues of soy and tofu, often fondly referred to as flavorful fake meats. These key ingredients are being used more and more in restaurant entrees to cater to both meat lovers and vegetarians. Often these plant-based meat substitutes are molded and colored to look and taste like real meat such as chicken, beef, pork, or seafood. Java Green in Washington, D.C. tints its fake seafood pink and curls it to resemble shrimp. It also marbles its mock bacon with white strips of yam to resemble fat. Similarly, the Vegetable Garden in Rockville, Maryland menus sesame veggie chicken made with battered firm tofu, carrots, yellow squash, asparagus, and sesame seeds in a sweet brown sauce. Next on the list of mainstream emerging menu trends, artisan influence and premium indulgences. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. There are a lot of consumers out there that like to treat themselves every now and then. Many consumers feel, for a variety of reasons, that purchasing an item that's positioned as premium in nature is something that they deserve. I'm worth it. I deserve this. Regardless of the justification, many consumers today are looking at premium items or those exhibiting artisan influences as small indulgences they can obtain. This consumer trend is not going unnoticed by the restaurant community. Capturing and offering the concept of premium and/or artisan through menu offerings is taking several forms. Three specific operator strategies involve what I like to call the three P's: product, or ingredient quality; production, or cooking processes that take menu item preparation to another level, and personnel. Specific, unique employee skill levels or talent lead to the creation of an exciting menu dish. Let's start with product or ingredient quality. Menu item components, historically thought of almost as a commodity, are now being positioned as artisan in nature. The most obvious example? The use of premium breads by many of today's bakery cafe concepts. Listen to these descriptions. Panera bread. With the skill of an artisan, the heat of the oven, and a few fine ingredients, our bakers make bread that is simply delicious and bake fresh in our ovens every day. Cozy. At the center of Cozy is our hearth, an open-flame stone oven prominently displayed in each restaurant, reminiscent of a comfortable gathering place where people have met for centuries to enjoy good food and conversation. Our signature flatbread is based on a 2-millennia-old recipe similar to the breads first produced by the Romans. No longer is bread a boring, nondescript transporter for the ingredients within. Today, chefs at concepts such as Panera and Cozy are adding sweet, mild, or pungent flavors with fresh herbs, nuts, or honey to their bread offerings. These concepts have positioned themselves squarely in the fast casual category. One of the characteristics of concepts in this segment is typically a per-person check average somewhere in the range of $6 to $10. Somewhat higher than what customers will pay in their traditional quick service category, part of the justification these bakery cafe concepts offer to consumers is a product that's superior in nature from a quality perspective. The use of artisan breads is a key player in consumers' perceived value proposition for these concepts and one of the reasons they are willing to pay the somewhat higher check average. Another example of emphasizing product in the pursuit of premium status involves spotlighting ingredient quality. Chipotle was one of the first mainstream concepts to illustrate that a focus on premium ingredients can translate into a strong consumer base willing to pay a little more for something they perceive as higher quality and potentially better food. Chipotle explains on their website, "Since 2001, all of the pork served in our restaurants has been from pigs raised in humane, ecologically sustainable ways. In addition to all of our pork, over 80% of our chicken and more than 40% of our beef is naturally raised. The sour cream at all of our restaurants is free of the synthetic growth hormone, RBGH. Barely a day goes by that we aren't hearing about some new superfruit and the benefits they may bestow on those individuals who consume them. Utilizing Technomic's Menu Monitor, I once again searched its 700 chain database. Choosing three common superfruits, asahi, goji, and pomegranate, I compared how often those three showed up on menus from the second half of 2004 versus the second half of 2007. The results? One mention in 2004 versus 83 mentions in 2007. Most mentions occurred in the beverage category, where consumers can turn to a portable, easy-to-consume, delicious drink that often also possesses other healthy or better-for-you perceptions as well. Our second letter P was production, or more simply, cooking processes or techniques. A select group of operators have found that the historical characteristics of some of the particular menu items they serve are well-suited to the use of special equipment or cooking processes that impart unique, delicious flavor and taste qualities. These special preparation processes cannot be easily duplicated by the consumer in the home, and as a result, lead to a restaurant customer often willing to pay a bit more for a special dish at a particular restaurant. At a minimum, these unique preparation processes often create a differentiated perception of the concept in the consumer's mind, and as I've discussed on several occasions throughout the 6 Technomic Menu Trend Roadmap podcast so far, standing out from the crowd is something every restaurant strives to attain. One of the best examples that illustrates the second P is the increasing prevalence of artisanal pizzerias and their use of wood-burning ovens. These concepts often use stone hearth ovens with hardwoods reaching 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit and above to create delicious menu dishes such as true Naples-style pizza. Many food critics contend that true Naples-style pizza must come from an oven that uses wood as its heat source rather than gas or electrical heating. While not all restaurateurs go to this level of authenticity, often opting to use gas-assisted wood-fired ovens to bring the oven to a specific temperature, at which point the wood burns alone, the fact remains that these concepts are bringing a different kind of pizza offering to the consumer. Consider the Smashing Tomato, a pizzeria restaurant in Lexington, Kentucky. The oven used at this concept is handmade brick from Tuscany, Italy, burning wood at 800 degrees and cooking pizzas in less than 3 minutes. The result is a crust that has been blistered and charred to a delicious, crispy, chewy texture. Smashing Tomato describes itself and its artisan nature on the company website. Smashing Tomato is our modern interpretation of the authentic Italian pizzeria with flavors you can really taste. Our classically trained chef has dedicated his culinary attention and love for authentic pizza on creating a menu with a focus on freshness and authenticity. Once customers step inside the door of this restaurant, they can choose between true Neapolitan pizza selections such as Cortina, with mushroom, garlic, gorgonzola, sun-dried tomato, and oregano, or the Parma, which includes fresh arugula, prosciutto, and mozzarella. Our final letter P is personnel. Often, concepts achieve and offer premium or artisan products through the skills of employees at their units. A great example of this is the use of tableside preparation by some contemporary concepts. Tableside service as a form of restaurant theatrics is becoming increasingly popular. More restaurant chains are preparing meals in front of customers as a way of providing a unique dining experience. P.F. Chang's China Bistro servers mix chili, mustard, and vinegar sauces tableside, and servers at Chevy's Fresh Mex, El Torito, and On the Border prepare guacamole in front of diners. The Four Seasons Resort in Scottsdale, Arizona is preparing to open Talavera, a new action dining concept that allows guests to watch cooking techniques such as rosemary being set on fire. Another great example of emphasizing personnel to promote an artisan or premium positioning is exemplified by Starbucks. Recently, on the eve of February 26, the concept closed its door for 3 hours at nearly 7,000 company-owned stores. The reason? To provide a refresher on espresso standards for baristas, including how to pull the perfect shot, steam milk to order, and customized beverages. Our unprecedented level of commitment to and investment in our people will provide them with the tools and resources they need to exceed the expectations of our customers, said Howard Schultz, Starbucks Chairman, President, and Chief Executive. Let's now wrap up our discussion on mainstream emerging menu trends with a look at signature sides. It doesn't seem that long ago that many restaurant operators considered side items an afterthought. Spotlight the center of plate protein, and then utilize some vegetable or starch to round out the plate. Well, no more. Today, a growing number of concepts are leveraging the opportunity to turn side items into unique offerings that can both complement the protein and create a craveable item that drives consumers back specifically to their restaurant. There are four operator strategies I'm currently observing in the restaurant marketplace. Contemporary twists on traditional favorites, emphasizing simple, utilizing ingredients that possess a premium, fresh, or better for you halo, and authentic complementation. Contemporary twists on traditional favorites. In an earlier podcast, I discussed the popularity of comfort foods. There are certain menu items that people just seem to crave deep down in their soul. Today, select operators are playing on this desire to create new, contemporary twists on old favorites. Consider the following. Tater tots are enjoying a surge in popularity at trendy taverns and upscale restaurants alike. The salty, crispy, bite-sized tuber treats, once relegated to the confines of household deep freezers across America, have become not only mainstream, but downright chic. At Atlanta's Panos and Paul's, Chef Gary Donlick offers crisp, nutmeg-scented potato tots, served as an accompaniment to a wonderful strip steak. Mashed potatoes are also being utilized as a point of differentiation. A popular new dish called smashed potatoes with corn and bacon promises to win a permanent menu spot at O'Charley's, a 240-plus unit casual chain. Russet sprouts are peeled, cooked, and fork smashed to leave a few homey lumps before folding in butter, cream, roasted corn, and bacon pieces. Of course, mashed potato mix-ins can go much further than that. Take the potato puree trio at Bourbon Steak. Priced at $13 per order and designed to complement a $48 all-natural certified Angus filet mignon or a $170 Japanese Kobe ribeye steak, it features three silky cream potato purees, horseradish cream, lobster cream with lobster chunks, and sour cream and onion. Emphasizing simple. Ask some restaurant customers and they'll tell you that the degree to which a concept can execute a simple, distinctive side dish often offers a glimpse into the overall capabilities of the concept's culinary team. After all, if chefs can capture the essence of a simple vegetable dish and present it in a captivating manner to a customer, think what that same kitchen team is likely to accomplish with the more difficult dish. At the San Francisco restaurant A16, one particular dish, simple in nature, has become a real crowd pleaser. The culinary team blanches sweet corn on the cob, then cuts the cobs into five pieces so that they can be eaten neatly. The corn is tossed with pieces of sea salt, olive oil, and black pepper, then roasted in a wood-fired oven until the corn kernels blister slightly. According to the restaurant, the simple vegetable item has become the most popular side dish. Utilizing ingredients that possess a premium, fresh, or better-for-you halo. Ever heard of a gourmet peanut butter sandwich restaurant called PB Loco? It was started by three lawyers who believe that many adults are still basically kids. And guess what? Many kids, regardless of age, still love peanut butter. However, even though adults may still love peanut butter, their taste may be a bit more sophisticated, so the offerings of various types of decadent peanut butter and sometimes unique complimentary items to put on the sandwich must reflect these grown-up, kid-influenced taste preferences. Well, if you're going to take that approach toward the sandwich, the side item that complements it must also reflect that attitude. So at PB Loco, all peanut butter sandwiches are accompanied by animal crackers, a nice touch that sort of presents a premium positioning over a non-distinct chip. Washington, D.C.-based Clyde's Restaurant Group started buying produce from local farmers 20 years ago when it had only three restaurants. The following description from their website illustrates just how fresh the side items will be on their dishes. Long ago, Clyde's Restaurant Group made the decision to bypass traditional commercial produce routes and buy instead from local farms. From spring through autumn, our fruits and vegetables are always fresh and of the highest quality. Today, our menus are created around these fresh, natural ingredients using classic American recipes that showcase their flavor and texture. As a customer, knowing this really puts a fresh halo around the side items on one of their dishes, such as this offering from Clyde's of Columbia, the pan-roasted chicken breast, which includes grilled spring vegetable pasta salad. Finally, in the traditional quick service segment, Subway provides a great example of offering an item that falls squarely in the better for you category. The chain has embraced the idea of offering Dannon yogurt as a side dish for its fresh fit low fat menu. While yogurt certainly isn't a unique item by itself, it is unusual to see it offered as a side dish in this QSR setting and certainly shows one of the creative lengths that a mainstream concept has gone to in order to provide its customer base with a side item that fits their particular mindset and lifestyle. And finally, the concept of authentic complementation. What do I mean by the phrase authentic complementation? Often, a concept goes to great lengths to position itself around an authentic theme. This is especially prevalent as we examine many of the ethnic-based concepts on today's restaurant landscape. Any side dish that provides a perception, through either its ingredients or the way it's described to the customers on the menu, that it's authentic and is truly being prepared in that particular restaurant, the same as if it were being prepared in its place of origin, is providing authentic complementation, or complementing the authentic nature that the concept is trying to position itself around. So what would be an example of a side item illustrating authentic complementation? Buca di Beppo describes itself in the following manner. Buca di Beppo is an authentic Italian restaurant that offers flavorful Italian dining. Dishes enjoyed for generations in villages throughout Italy inspire our menu, giving Buca its authentic Italian fare. We continue to innovate and create recipes beyond our traditional style by adding new menu items inspired by Northern and Southern Italian cuisine. So what kind of side item supports this concept positioning? How about their new Italian broccoli Romano, flavored with garlic and a light touch of crushed red pepper and grated Romano cheese? Sounds like the perfect dish for a concept with Buca's positioning. And with that, we conclude today's discussion of the final three mainstream emerging menu trends. Next time, the discussion will focus on horizon niche menu trends. Trends in this category include food with integrity, food reflective of its surroundings, enhanced kids offerings, and food with a family tree. As always, for every listener of this podcast, Technomic and I welcome your questions, inquiries, and comments. Please feel free to contact me at khigar@technomic.com and reference this podcast. Until next time, I hope your journey along the menu trends highway is a pleasant one.